Uganda, my heart weeps for you. For you kill, murder, and imprison the innocent, those who express love differently in the name of the righteous one. But it is clear that you do not know him. Like America, you label them pedophiles and child molesters, yet continue to close your eyes to the true heterosexual offenders, allowing them to continually rape your children and infect them with AIDS. Men who foolishly believe that this will cure them from the pandemic. It has been said that you freed yourself from the tyranny and oppression of a king, Mwanga, who was demented, greedy, self-serving, and who defiled the people. And if these things be true, then this is good. But you forgot that even though he was said to be corrupt and accused of raping people, both physically and emotionally, for years, still, we must judge each human being by their own conduct, character, and deeds, and not punish the innocent for another's sins. Uganda, my heart weeps for you, because even though the rain falls frequently upon your land in the south, and beautiful lakes run through the northern region, your transgressions, for you are still blinded by hatred, fear, and intolerance, and cannot see that the sun rises upon the just and the unjust, so that all men may be wooed to the Creator by love and mercy, and not by hatred and discrimination. For hundreds of years, other nations robbed you of your wealth, stole your children, and carried them away to foreign lands and enslaved them. Even today, in many regions of your country, you suffer from extreme poverty because of usury and exploitation from men who lusted after your riches, saw you could not defend yourself, and carried them away to distant lands. You must be very careful, lest the handwriting of God also appear in judgment for your offenses, and likewise be written upon your walls and inscribed in your constitution, now laced with fear and intolerance, having been saturated by the influence of misguided, self-seeking, so-called American evangelists. These words spoken by the prophet Daniel. Mine, tekel, upharsin. The interpretation? God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekek, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to another. Thousands of you marched in your city streets to rid yourself of a sin you say will most certainly bring the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah upon your land. But like the scribes and the Pharisees of Jesus' day, legalism and an incorrect interpretation of the Holy Scriptures blinded you. Because of your hatred for what you did not understand, the prince of darkness deceives you yet again, prostituting you like the demented king you managed to free yourself from decades ago. Have you still not heard the words of Jesus, who said he was a murderer from the beginning? Uganda, my heart weeps for you, Don't you know that you cannot kill the innocent, batter and abuse their children, and lock them away in dungeons of cruelty for life simply because you refuse to accept who they really are? Without the king of the universe, whom you claim to worship, championing their cause and lifting his righteous hand of justice and judgment against you. He has heard the voices of the children devastated by earthquakes and disasters in Chile, Mexico, and Haiti. And he has freed the oppressed in America from hundreds of years of discrimination. He has even delivered the Jews from the oppression of a mighty Pharaoh once thought invincible in Egypt. Surely he will not turn a deaf ear to innocent, sane, gender-loving people in your country, nor allow you to murder them be without cause, and your land and your people not be judged for doing so. Uganda, I alone do not weep for you, for a voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted because they were no more.